Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Now, of course, I want you to holler at me, so give me a holler at 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. No question, comment, or concern is too much for me. You hit me, I'll hit you back. Now, I know, of course, I say it every week. If you're a little too afraid to give me a call, you can email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, that email address is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And if you're too afraid to call me, you're too afraid to email, you can jump in the chat room and holler at your boy. Now, if you want to just talk to me on the regular, well, not regular, because I'm not that regular on your social networks, just look up Smooth Drama. You look up Smooth Drama, bam, you got me. Add me, I'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. Whatever's on your mind, we can make it happen. I actually have a listener's question that we're going to talk about tonight. Very interesting, so stay tuned. And meanwhile, March Madness is upon us. I just got one thing to say about it. I'm bitter. I'm very, very bitter. Okay. My Dropbox is sinking. I'm upset. March Madness, my bracket is dead. Dead as a doorknob. Thank you, Michigan State, for losing to a team that got blown out the very next 2 days later. Good job. You suck. It was my fault. I didn't pick them at first. And so, since I did pick them afterwards, I guess I jinxed them. So if I wouldn't have picked them, they'd still be playing. Anyway, March Madness for me, O.J. Simpson. The fact that I had to talk about O.J. Simpson this month, I want to give a special shout out to the LAPD. Y'all ain't shit. The majority of the people who work for you ain't shit. I'm saying this, and I won't say the majority. I'll just say the people who were working on that O.J. Simpson trial, evidence still. I talked about it a couple weeks ago where they said they found a knife on O.J.'s former property. DNA came back. The knife that was found at his former estate has produced no matches, TMZ reports. So, special shout out to LAPD, everybody that was involved in that. Fuck you and everything you stand for making me have to talk about O.J. Simpson, the dumbest Negro on earth. Now that I've got that off my chest, yeah, I'm done. No, I'm not done. Talking about dumb people, Dwight Howard. If you don't know who Dwight Howard is, he's a center, plays basketball, started off with the Orlando Magic, went from Orlando to the LA Lakers, where he messed that up and ended up going to Houston. He left LA for Houston, and now, you know, because he said he wasn't getting shots and he felt like he couldn't win with the Lakers, which was good, but he goes to Houston, and they're not winning either. And the dude got caught with stickum on his hands. Now, for those of you who don't know what stickum is a substance that's illegal. It was banned in the NFL because football players will put stickum on their hands and they can catch the ball and hold on to it. The problem with that is, in basketball, you don't want the ball to stick to your hand, not if you plan to shoot it. So I'm like with Dwight Howard. You can't be a real ball player if you have stickum on your hands. It's gonna make me cuss. Stickum. The ball sticks to your hand. If you try to throw a pass, it will be messed up because you have stickum on your hands. And the stuff got on the ball. And Paul Millsap of the Atlanta Hawks was like, hey, there's some sticky stuff. The coach allegedly tried to sit in front of the sticky substance that was in the can that was taped up with white tape covering the whatever the contents were. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, who does that? I mean, stick 'em in basketball. You shoot the basketball. You don't want the ball to stick to you. I mean, you put on too much stick 'em, you grab the ball, and you try to throw it, and you can't throw it because it's stuck to your damn hand. I mean, we must be in the bizarro world. For those of you who are listeners of mine and you are not nerds like myself, Bizarro is the opposite of Superman. He was a clone made of Superman's DNA stuff, whatnot, and he's the exact opposite of Superman. He's like dumb. He says everything backwards. If he says it backwards, like me am like you, that means he's going to hurt you, kill you. So Dwight Howard, in using stick'em, is like in the bizarro world because basketball is a game you catch, you shoot, you pass. You don't hold on to the ball. You can only take a couple steps, dribbling. Dribbling with stick'em, probably not a good idea. The ball sticks to your hand. I mean, oh, Dwight Howard. I don't know what else to say on that. That's just quite possibly one of the dumb, I talk about dumbasses of the week. That is top five, one of the dumbest things that I've ever seen and heard of. And the fact that he came out and was like, I'm not a cheater. And it's not a big deal. Stick 'em. Really, really dumb. Shout out to Dwight Howard, though. Just when we thought that you couldn't waste your talents more, you do something like that. Awesome. Awesome. So I'm just done. But I do have a rant. But before I get into my rant, I'm going to give a shout out to Jared Fogle, the former pitch man for Subway. Apparently, Jarrett got beat up the other night in jail. If you don't know, Jared Fogle, the pedophile from Subway, used to be their spokesperson. He was playing around with little kids, whatnot. Got arrested. So now, he got beat up by a 60-year-old armed robber, Stephen Nigg. He beat him up. He said he was tired of all the child sex predators that's housed in his low security facility. So he beat him up. Shout out to Jared. I hope that was one of many ass whoopings that come your way. And I hope you enjoy it. Every last one of them. Minimum security ass whooping. Why is Jared in minimum security? Did I say that right? Minimum? Minimum security. Why is Jared in minimum security? I mean, so you fondle little boys, that means that you don't go to real jail? Or is it because he used to encourage you to get Subway sandwiches, he don't have to go to real jail? He can go to country club jail? Man, Jared need to be where the real homies are. Lil Pookie and John John and them, you know, just ready to whoop on his ass just for no reason whatsoever. But shout out to Jared. I hope the next fight goes a little bit better for you and you don't bleed quite as much. Anyway, I have a beef. I've seen a proliferation of this, and it has irked my nerve to the 19th power. Homeless folks, and you know I got nothing against homeless folks. Hey, you know, shit happens. You go through a bad streak, you out there, or you're mentally, you know, something, you're not right. You know, these things happen. But more and more, we got these shiny ass shoes, new clothes, clean ass. Hey, can I get a dollar? Can I get some money? I'm like, the asking for money part. The guy with no leg, you know, one leg missing, or, I mean, he's in the wheelchair, whatnot. I get them. And now for me, I'm like, you know, I will give them cats a dollar. I'm one of them people that I see them, I just walk, man, back up. But now it's like we got these. And it was yesterday. Oh my goodness. I'm getting something to eat and guy walks up. I mean, he's got shiny brand new shoes. I mean, they're nice. Nice. And he's asking me for money. He's got on crease new jeans. Shirt was not wrinkled. He was looking nice. Like, shit, man, he can walk in anywhere and just be presentable. And he asking for change. He asking for dollars. And it's like every stop sign, I will see people with their family. I saw a couple with their family. Going to a basketball game is like a man and a woman, and they got their two kids on the corner, and I'm sitting up there. I want to shoot them. I want to shoot them in the shin. Like, you know what? I want this to hurt. You're out there with your family. You got your little kids out here begging with your pitiful ass when you should be working, doing something. And I ain't one of them people that's sitting up there like, I diss folks, you know, and saying, you know, sometimes some bad things don't happen. I get that. But we're not talking about folks that are dirty. They ain't even pretending to be dirty. These some clean asses. Just, I mean, they come in, they immaculate. They looking good on the corner. They looking good in the mall. I mean, they're looking nice. Nice. And asking for change. I'm like, dude, you look better than me. Why am I giving you money? I should be asking your clean ass for some money. You know? I'm like, come on. I mean, is that where we at now? Where we just rewarding folks for looking clean? I don't even know, man. I'm depressed, actually. I'm depressed looking at it. It's one of them things where I don't know what it's coming to. But the day I start giving money to folks that look cleaner than me, all dapped up, ready to go to spend my money that I'm working for, and your ass is not. And on that note, it's time for me to go on break. This is Kendrick Lamar, King Kunta.
I got a bone up here. I don't want you monkey mouth motherfucker sitting in my throne again.
Conflicted.
Yo, what up, man? This your boy Preacher, and you tuned in to smoothdrummer.com.
Together, you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Kendrick Lamar, King Kunta. Where was you when I was walking? I don't think I was ever walking. I did walk, but not like that. Anyway, call-in number, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Also, email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You get me, I get you back, because it's a symbiotic relationship, you know. Our hands are together. Add me, I'll add you back. Talk to me, I'll talk to you back. Connecting, networking, coming together as one. Can you feel me? You feel my machinations? No? Anyway. Machinations, that's like a big word. I'm feeling good with the machination tip. On the machination tip or something like that. Anyway. Y'all know me as a conspiracy theorist. I am probably the biggest conspiracy theorist that you'll ever know. If you don't know me, I'm probably still the biggest conspiracy theorist. But see, I believe in subtle conspiracies. Not like, well, I do believe in some stuff that y'all probably think is crazy as hell. But hey, you know. I have my moments. Perfect example. You know, I watch TV shows, and I'm always talking about TV shows and tricknology and whatnot. Perfect example. I mean, I've talked about the shows. I talked about Lucifer, Rosewood, The Walking Dead, and Colony. These are shows that I watch. And it's amazing to me when you watch these shows how there's a certain representation of people. And my example is we have an overabundance of cop shows and FBI, CIA shows. Now, on TV, you learn to get to know these cops and these FBI and CIA agents. You root for them. It's like one of those things where it's like they're like the good guys. But that's fiction. In reality, if the FBI is in the ordinary person's life, they're f***ing you over. I mean, they have you bent over, no Vaseline. They don't allow you to get greased up or anything. And they're like using the lead pipe and jamming it all up in you on some double penetration type stuff. Still with no lube. I mean, if you think about it, you talk about every show damn near. I mean, even my sci-fi shows like a Sleepy Hollow. They're in the FBI. So it's like, okay, it's your Ichabod Crane and you have your black woman and they're witnesses. And you know, it's all cool. Except for it's like FBI. And you learn to love the people that hate you. CIA, I mean, I can name off a thousand shows. See, because I just look at it differently. That's all. I mean, I watch the shows, and for me, it's like I take notes of the tricknology that are in the shows and make you love your enemies. I mean, because let's make no bones about it. These are your enemies. Why are they your enemies? Because if they come into your life, shit's not going to be good. I have yet to hear of that positive interaction between the common man and the FBI, CIA, or law enforcement for that matter. There's that one example that they keep showing is floating around social media where you had that one cop that was cool enough to play ball with the kids. I think it's like Florida or someplace like that. I don't know. Doesn't matter, but it's like you show that one shining moment, whatnot. But then it's like the 85 shootings, I mean, one's probably happening right now. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. I mean, there's so many that you can't even keep up with them. And the point is, you watch these shows on TV, and you get to know these cops, and you love them. I mean, it's like I was saying with Lucifer. Lucifer is a show on Fox about the devil left hell, and he's chilling out in L.A. because he wants to be human. And, I mean, whether you believe in the devil or whatnot, the fact that the enemy of God is chilling and wants to basically just go head on and holler at humans and fall in love with humans and do nice things with humans, I'm like, I have a problem with that. And they make him out to be, you feel sorry for the person that hates you and wants to blow up and ruin your life. I mean, I watched Show Colony. And all these shows have one thing in common. They never show us, and when I say us, I'm talking about the quote-unquote minorities. You never see us in a normal family setting. You never see us interacting in positive ways. We're part of the opposition, whatnot. We're part of the team, but we're sidekicks, and that's fine, except for every show. I mean, it's like you would think it's sort of like that myth when you hear about the there's no black fathers in the hood, whatnot. I mean, you hear it all the time, but in reality, it's folks that it's normal. A lot of fathers. You know, as somebody who coaches basketball, I see fathers all the time. I'm shaking hands all the time. And so it's like there's that myth narrative that's out there, and then there's the reality. And see, when we watch this stuff on TV and you hear these negative prognostications, I say that. They paint one picture, and the picture is saying basically, man, y'all don't know how to do nothing with each other. Y'all don't know how to have normal conversations. You don't do none of that. That's not in your wheelhouse. That's for somebody else. I'm like, now you can say, wow, you tripping on the conspiracy theory tip? But realistically, I mean, we've already talked about the movies, right? Every movie that you see, when you talk about Egyptian history, Nubian history, Hannibal, whatnot, they change the name. They put a different face on it. So he's like a heroic person like Hannibal. Now you don't associate that name with the hero. You associate that name with the monster, the guy that's eating brains. And I'm like, nah, Hannibal was one of the greatest generals ever, military mind. He was the guy, black man. Just saying. I mean, we've been over it. You know, I'm always going to be over it talking about it. The reality is, when you see yourself on the big screen, it's some slavery. If it's a black cast, I mean, like I was watching Underground, pretty good show about the Underground Railroad, whatnot. I can't really say anything bad about it. It's well written, and I mean, you know, dudes is trying to escape so they can be free. But I'm kind of tired of them escaping to be free to the promised land of the north, where they treat you and love you so well, which we know in historically speaking, yeah, they don't love you in the north either. It just, there was no agricultural industry, so there was no need to even indulge in slavery, because it just was not beneficial. So, yeah. I mean, you think about it, and the reality, they never show a maroon society. And if you don't know what a maroon society was, maroon societies were societies of slaves who had escaped, and they had set up free towns, whatnot, which just we never see shows about that. I mean, historically black shows where people actually, I mean, like the Moors, the Dark Ages, when Rome fell, when the Moors ran Europe, those stories aren't talked about. I mean, we talking about hundreds of years prosperity. When nothing bad going on, it's the Dark Ages because dark people were in charge. Regular. No. I mean, obviously there was the wars, the Crusades, because they wanted to take back, you know, that whole "I'm gonna love you" and "I'm gonna kill you" in the name of love and God. But that's a whole nother story that I am not getting into tonight, even though I could. But the point is, when we talk about conspiracies, those are the subtle conspiracies, because your kids and you as adults, you don't really get to see yourself in that positive light. It just doesn't happen. For some strange reason. Nobody knows why, but it happens. But I'm being too dark tonight for some reason. Even though I was working on my suntan today, I had to break some kids off basketball, let them know that I'm the man and they're not. But I'm not going to sit up here and talk about how I was destroying 13-year-olds, because it sounds like child abuse. So I'm going to go to our question of the night. I had a listener that had a question / statement from Anonymous. We just have a lot of guys that are always hollering they don't want to have sex with their woman because they're turned off by her weight gain after she's given birth to his child. And it's like, well, it's your lack of sex is why she hasn't lost the weight. If you feel that way, then fuck the shit out of the bitch for an hour a day, and guaranteed she'll lose weight fast. However, if you're a minute man, then don't blame her. Blame yourself and invest in something that's going to make your weak ass last long enough to make bitch fuck up a sweat. I quote from my anonymous emailer. Thank you, listener, for the email. And it begs the question. I mean, are guys really turning down sex? And would you want to have sex every day? And I forgot the part of the email, the headline is, sex is a really good exercise, and if done on a daily basis, you can lose a lot of weight. And I agree with that. Sex is really good exercise. I endorse it 500%. If you can have sex every day, that would be good. Now, there's one thing, though. Well, there's more than one thing. There's a couple things. I mean, obviously, there's the benefits, the good exercise, the release of the endorphins that calm your mood, the sweating, which is releasing the toxins. But there are some cons. You know, the cons is like there's like talking. See, you kind of have to get with somebody that you can actually talk to every day. Every day is a lot. It sounds great. I mean, you know, to me, it's like you wake up and bam, bust one out. You know, maybe come home, bam, bust one out, go to sleep. That would make my day. But at the same time, there's the, you know, some people ain't fit for human consumption. What do I mean by that when I say some people aren't fit for human consumption? Well, it's some of y'all, you don't get along with other humans that well. It's like, actually, you and other humans, it's like two magnets getting together. And you try to put them together, and they just repel each other. You know, so that sex part, you know, and it's like, I used to say I knew this one guy who could talk his way into damn near anything. I mean, he talked to females, and females want to have sex with him. But he could talk himself right out of it. It's like you can talk your way into the pussy and you can talk your way out of the pussy. And so when we talk about these things, I mean, sex daily, as exercise, that shit is awesome. I mean, you know, I'm sitting here like, well, damn. I should be having sex right now, just on the air, just busting it out. But alas, it's not happening. It would probably be a disruptive broadcast. Not that I would do that to y'all, but that would make this a whole nother show. It wouldn't be like a talk show. It'd be like a porn show all of a sudden. I don't know if y'all ready for all that. I don't know. I mean, because on one hand, I'm for it. It's a great idea. On the other hand, woo, that's a real tough one. Because the pros and the cons, the sweating, and I mean, I'd be curious to know what my listeners think. So, I mean, email me, yay or nay. You think sex every day is, I mean, we know it's good exercise, but do you think it's a good idea? I'd be curious to hear what y'all think. Hit me up and let me know, and, you know, we can discuss that further. I'm just curious to see what y'all think about it. I have a lot of opinions, but sometimes you need other perspectives to understand and, you know, maybe bring up some things that I may have forgotten or just didn't know a certain angle. Although that's sexual, the angle. Is that like a Freudian slip when I start talking about angle? But I want to thank my anonymous caller for the email. And once again, anytime anybody wants to email, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, I will answer your email. Whatever. I got you. I'm on your side. But what I can say is this, and I, you know, I'm gonna argue this to the ends of time. It's not an argument, actually. I've debated Well, I haven't debated. I've actually, this is Mr. J's idea, and he's always talking about it when we talk. And I want to give my shout out to Mr. J. He's still recovering. I mean, he's almost off his crutches, you know, from his bad vagina eating accident that he had, where he broke his neck and he broke his leg. And G. Falby, hopefully I pronounced that right, in the chat room says, sex every day requires a lot of energy and stamina. And I agree. You got to be ready. You got to eat your Wheaties. Because if you ain't ready, and you got to perform. You know how you ladies are. If a man ain't ready, bam, what happens? You get talked trash about, you know. Some dudes can't handle that. Now, some of us can. But we ain't going there. Because I got to get off here and take a break. Because I need a break. And while I'm taking the break, I'm going to go back to the old days. Real baby making music. Well, practicing making baby music. This is B.B. King, Blues at Midnight. Get pregnant during the break. I felt like I got myself pregnant during the break, even though that's not possible, but it felt like it. Anyway, shout out to the old school, BB King. See that right there? You put that stuff on, you get the dancing and the, see, because I can tell y'all, I will admit to my listeners, when I'm playing the music, I am dancing. I'm like literally dancing. I'm like getting it in, because I'm weird like that. Anyway, once again, call in number 347-826-7435. Once again, that call in number is 347-826-7435. And we have a caller in the queue. Caller, I'm coming to you. I think I'm coming to you. Caller, you are on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. You got a question?
Well, I have a comment.
All right.
Definitely agree with sex daily. And I think not only does it help with exercise, but, I mean, it helps everything. Sleeping, a feeling of closeness. I mean, it boosts mood. I know you did say it, endorphins, which is boosting the mood, but even in the letter that you read, it sounded like a lot of hostility. And I think that could be part of why that couple isn't getting it in.
Okay.
Just what it seems like. But also it depends on the quality, too. But I would every day if I could. All every
right.
day. I don't know about an hour every day, but definitely every day.
It's just like that 5 minutes, bam. Sit, get off and go do something.
Look, if that's all that's in the schedule allows for, 5 minutes, I'll take 5 minutes now, but you know later, I'm going to need more than 5 minutes.
All right. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for your call and your comment. And just call in again. All right. So, have somebody who agrees. Every day. 5 minutes. But you, with caveat, you gotta come back. So, if they could do it every day, they would. Now, I guess for everybody else, every day is a lot, especially if you ain't got nobody to do it with every day. I don't know. Oh, it seems like we got people in the queue. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. You have a comment?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I do have a comment.
All right, what's your comment, caller?
Sex every day.
Mm-hmm. Sex every day.
Sex every single day.
All right. It seems like it's unanimous here. Sex every day. Well, thank you, caller. Feel free to call back anytime.
Thank you.
All right. Well, shit, it seems unanimous here. Sex every day. All right. Caller, you are on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. You care to comment? All right. Going once, twice, sold. But no comment. Anyway, thank you all for calling and being in the queue. Sexy day. All right. Seems like there's going to be a lot of Viagra out there.
get going. We need some guys to be out there performing with stamina. Anyway, so The Economist, which is those bullshit magazines that talk about the economy in positive lights and talk about all the stuff that the economy is supposed to do when we know it doesn't happen like that. The Economist got a little flack and they apologized because they were disapproving of a book calling white slaveholders evil. And they, in their criticism, were defending slave owners. Like, you know what? I don't understand the burdens of having to take care of a whole bunch of folks that you enslaved. They weren't evil. They were just people of the time. So, I want to give a special fuck you shout out to The Economist and everybody who works there. Well, I won't say everybody, but anybody who was associated with defending slave owners. I mean, because I watch different shows, you know, and there's a lot of shows out there where it shows people going back in time. And, you know, like one show in particular that I watch, they go back in time and they're trying to prevent Kennedy from being assassinated. You know, my show would never get green lighted because I'd be going back in time and it'd be me and the homies sitting on the dock of the bay, like the song says, with my machine gun, well, with our machine guns, and we'd just be shooting every time a slave owner, a potential slave holder, would try to land. Soon as they get that little ship on the beach of what they call Africa, so they like, well, we wanted to start slavery, but all our slave ships, everybody kept dying by some magical weapon. See, that's what I would do going back in time, but I don't think that show is ever going to be green lit. I don't know if y'all remember when Dave Chappelle had the skit where it was the it started off as the pimp of the year. No, the hater of the year. And so the haters went back in time and to the days of slavery. And they killed the slave master. They never let that air on TV. And he talked about that. One of the reasons why Dave Chappelle is not on the air now. They killed slave master and the network couldn't handle him going back in time and killing slave master. Because the guys were like, so when we going to be free? He's like, right now. And they shoot slave master. That, you know, when I was talking about trichnology earlier in the broadcast, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That doesn't get aired. But they will show you getting beat by slave master over. They'll show you getting raped over and over and over again. But they won't show the slave or just a comedy skit shooting slave master. Just a thought. Now, you know, I'm also very out there with my studies. Y'all know how I love to hate on studies, stupid studies at that. Because there's always one wasting your taxpayer money. This one, funny as hell. Are mass shootings contagious? Some scientists who study how viruses spread say yes. Now listen to this now. And it starts off where it says, as the nation endures an ongoing stream of mass shootings, criminologists, police, And even the FBI are turning to virus epidemiology and behavioral psychology to understand what sets off mass shooters and figure out whether, as with the flu, the spread can be interrupted. Now, you think about that for a second. Are mass shootings contagious? Does that make sense to anybody? Like, shooting innocent folks is a disease. I mean, so basically what they're saying is these cops, but they didn't say that, these cops who shoot black folks and Mexicans and Puerto Ricans and anybody else that don't look like them, they have a disease. See, now this didn't come up. This didn't come up when they talked about it, but at the University of Illinois at Chicago, Gary Slutkin, a physician who runs Cure Violence, they're a group that treats crime as a disease. Now, see, they say crime, but I say, and when we talk about mass shootings, if we're talking about mass shootings that are contagious, why are we not talking about cop killings of innocent, unarmed people as a contagious event? They obviously are contaminated with some kind of foul virus in their head, because normal folks don't think of killing unarmed people. Making up excuses after excuses after excuses. That is contagious, right? They have a virus. It's in the air. I mean, I would be remiss to not speak on also the fact that we have in Flint the water crisis. Is that not a virus also? Where you're killing and not caring about poor innocent citizens in your own country? Does that not a crime make? Is that not a contagion? Seems like one to me. So when we talk about these diseases and curing these diseases, I'm like, why don't we talk about these things that happen to the common everyday man as evil, as a virus that should be eradicated? What's the anti-venom? Is there a cure? I don't know, but somehow I don't think they were talking about that when they talked about this. They were talking about, oh, curing criminals and these people who shoot people for no reason, which to me is the cops, and poisoning people for no reason, which is the authorities in the Michigan area. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama presentation, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama.